Breaking news, a family survives as their Tesla drives off cliff. Today on News 4, 0103, Nashville. Another headline which doesn't deliver. No one rode that Tesla off the cliff to destruction. This is the new media curmudgeon writing as the English Word Doctor, Series 1, Number 4, 0106 for identification. This podcast is going to be a potpourri. In addition to my review of the performance of the West Point Band, I will review the National Geographic World War II Atlas, and we'll talk about the best weather app for your smartphone. Yay! This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, and we'll hear from them next. Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tip ticks and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now. FNB broadcasts the West Point Band. It was a great program, even if somewhat misguided. West Point Holiday Show on FNB Monday, December 26th. As a part of the show was the history of the band at West Point. During that portion of the show, the bugler played Reveille when raising the colors. That's not correct. When raising the colors, the proper call is to the colors. This is a review of the National Geographic World War II Atlas from the How the Mighty Have Fallen department. The National Geographic Atlas of World War II was on the newsstand in December, and being a fan of things World War II, I purchased a copy and trotted home with my find. I didn't read it right off. My spouse demanded first look, so I saved it for later. And the copy languished on a table until one afternoon I picked it up to skim through it, and was rewarded with a detailed representation of one of World War II's little-known events, the Russo-Finnish War. Here's the 411. In 1939, at the start of World War II, the Soviets had signed a non-aggression pact with Germany. So while Germany was gobbling up Poland, the Soviets helped themselves to Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, as well as to a slice of Poland, to push their border with Germany further west. At the same time, the Soviets straightened out their border with Finland and seized territory north of Leningrad, now called St. Petersburg. In 1941, after Germany attacked Russia, the Finns seized the opportunity and kicked the Soviets back where they belonged. It was unfortunate because they became allies of Germany and hence enemies of the Western powers. The rest of the Atlas is not as complete and in some cases has misinformation. And here I quote, "When America entered World War II in 1942, end of quote, I was taught World War II started for the United States on December 8, 1941 with our declaration of war." And here I quote again, "On December 7th, a date which will live in infamy, thank you, Franklin Roosevelt," end of quote. The problem is the maps are too small, less than a full page. The Pacific campaigns are particularly lame. The scale is just too small to provide all the necessary detail, except, of course, for the noted Finnish campaign. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
This is Lily Hudson from LilyHudson.com with your healthy eating tip of the week. What do you crave at night? Sweet, salty, crunchy? It could be your body asking for certain nutrients or minerals. It could be a crash, a sugar crash, having you craving carbs, pretzels, salty things. Take a look at what you've eaten through the day. Take a look at the patterns. The easiest way to do this is with a food log, not a journal, not something you do at the end of the day, but a log that you write down as you eat. Soon you'll notice the patterns for what you want and what satisfies you the best and supports your health. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. Call me now at 615-319-5603. 615-319-5603. slenderstrongandfit.com.
Of course, there are a plethora of weather apps when you visit the App Store or Google Play, in addition to Weather and Apple Widget. FYI, widgets are prototypical apps and they're free to use, and it's not necessary to download them. Before iOS 13, they could not be deleted. They run in the background and are easily accessible, but you may toggle them off by visiting Settings. The most important function of weather reporting are the local severe weather notifications or alerts. That's why it's best to think local. I suggest you download the weather alerts of the local TV channel, which in your opinion has the best weather personality. I favor News Channel 2 in Nashville because they have Davis Nolan. He's the longest-serving weather personality, and in forecasting local weather, nothing trumps experience. He's seen it all. I was at the Bridge Club one day in 37205 and got a lightning alert before I heard the thunderclap. Now that's fast. The reigning dean of national forecasting is Tom Skillen of WGN Chicago. He's the highest paid weather guy in the nation. I used to watch their noontime news just to see him. Regrettably, UVerse does not have WGN TV Channel 9 Chicago any longer. If you're out of the Nashville broadcast area, you'll get severe weather alerts from the local affiliated ABC station. For national weather, I favor AccuWeather. They've been supplying weather services to small market radio stations from State College, Pennsylvania, since before the world ever heard of the Weather Channel. And they're more accurate. As a personal aside, I also appreciate their astronomy alerts. Once again, experience matters, and yes, they have local weather radar. Their radar pins the location of your smartphone, and not downtown as your local TV station does. Back in the dim, dark days of Nashville past, one channel had their local radar pinned in Lebanon, which we were advised was the fault of NOAA. The only problem I have experienced is being bombarded by weather alerts for Naples, Florida, my daughter's home. There's trouble ahead for the global warming crowd. In case you missed it, last week's Christmas Eve storm named Eric is number 5 on the weather hit parade, and it's only the third day of winter. I've always believed that if you can name winter storms, it's a sign that someone doesn't have enough to do. Southwest Airlines meltdown, or it's not nice to monkey with Mother Nature, especially in domestic aviation. Was it predictable or just bad luck in a country with no other means of mass transit? In the second decade of the 21st century, to travel between major cities in America, you have two choices: drive yourself or fly on one of 5 major airlines: Delta, American, United, Southwest, or U.S. Air. Southwest made its bones by avoiding the major terminals, except, of course, Atlanta. For example, they serve NYC through Islip on the North Shore and further out on Long Island and JFK. It worked well, helping them avoid the congestion at major hubs. While the rest of the nation endured cancellations and delays of more than 10,000 flights, Southwest only 2,400 of those flights, or less than 5% of the total, but it represented 100% of their schedule. As usual, in the news world, no one bothered to crunch the numbers as I just did. Maybe that's because they don't know how. Or perhaps it's more tabloid journalism creating that scary headline. This has been the New Media Curmudgeon, writing as the English Word Doctor, Series 1, Number 4, 01064, Identification. Joyful, he made.